It's all been kicking off about the EU referendum this week with the naming of the two official campaign groups. Sadly, not simply in and out, though, which means no surprise chart return for the hokey cokey. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn agreed with the PM on the issue, which could be a world first, saying we should stay in the EU. It must be bad when the leader of the opposition is more loyal than some of your own cabinet colleagues. The Leave campaign did question Corbyn's commitment, though, pointing out he's been opposing the European Union for 40 years. Well, maybe he's just got that four-decade itch. In more important news, a parish council in South Gloucestershire has raised the ire of tens of thousands of joggers and even some Olympians. Stoke Gifford Council voted to ask the local parkrun to pay towards upkeep of the park, and it all kicked off from there. Tens of thousands signed a petition telling the decision makers to jog on, although presumably they'd have to pay to do so, and the council pointed out other users, like football teams, already pay. Fair enough, but they wear spiked boots. Talking of pay, BP shareholders pulled a bit of a first this week, voting down the CEO's pay rise. You could say they'd got the company over a barrel and weren't willing to oil the wheels of the company's reward system anymore. The vote was non-binding, so it looks like Bob Dudley will still get an extra £14 million. He must be pumped at the news. With petrol prices going back up, he will need the extra cash, or do you get free fuel if you work for BP? MPs held an emergency debate over the crisis-hit steel industry this week as well, trying to iron out the differences between workers and the top brass, I guess. They urged the business secretary to be more upfront about government plans for the Tata Steelworks at Port Talbot. Upfront, like, do they actually have any plans? Earlier, Prince William had discussed the pressures facing steel manufacturers with the Indian Prime Minister, who isn't involved with what happens in the House of Commons, but was presumably too polite to say so to Will's face. And Bono is suggesting a new way to fight extremist groups, presumably on the basis that the West still hasn't found what it's looking for and needs new ways forward in war zones where, of course, the streets have no names. The U2 frontman says we should use comedy on extremist groups because laughter takes away their power. How would it work, though? Maybe they'd issue vigilantes with spare magazines, full of jokes.